Thanks to all worship leaders this morning, including the choir. Thank you so much. And also, it's good to have Reverend Roy Riggs back in our sanctuary this morning. And we continue to keep Jason Riggs, who is recovering very well from his surgery. And Lord, in your mercy. This morning's Bible readings are from 1 Samuel and John. From 1 Samuel, God is calling Samuel. From John, Jesus calling Philip and Nathaniel. So both of these accounts are about God's calling. Just as God called many biblical heroes, leaders, prophets, and disciples, God is still today calling you and me for God's work in many different capacities. So this morning I'd like to share with you three simple insights based on these two passages. Number one, God is calling you. It doesn't matter you are old or young or have any hindrance. We are all familiar with Samuel. Samuel is the last of the judges and the first of the major prophets who prophesied inside the land of Israel. From this passage, Samuel, as a boy, he is serving the Lord at the house of God. However, he did not know the Lord at that time. He did not have any faith yet. He was learning and trying to be faithful, but not having faith in God yet. Verse 7 is here between Samuel's second call and the third call. And this verse shows how Samuel was at that time as a young boy. Verse 7 says, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him." He did not know what was going on. He did not have any spiritual experience whatsoever. Even though his mom, Hannah, and dad, Elkanah, were a very spiritual couple and prayed very, very hard, Samuel did not possess faith in God yet, until now. Nevertheless, Samuel does receive God's call for the first time in his life. A teenager boy, not knowing what is going on around him, listens to God and responds to God. King David was pretty much the same age or a little older when he had his first victory in the name of God. Mary, mother of Jesus, was also a teenager when she received shocking news from the angel Gabriel that she would have a son named Jesus. You are never too young to do God's work. You are never too young to listen to God's voice. You are never too young to follow God's ways. Apostle Paul was a wonderful mentor for his young disciple, Timothy. He was confident that a young leader like Timothy could do many marvelous things for God's glory. And he encourages in the letter to Timothy. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." Yes, young people, and the young people in heart as well, God is calling you. But here is another important point. In the 1 Samuel passage this morning, who helps Samuel to discern God's call? Eli. Even though he is getting old and his eyes are becoming dimmer and dimmer, he is very sensitive to listen to God's call. And eventually, Eli teaches Samuel how to respond to God's call. He is old. That means he has a great deal of experience, spiritual training, lots of fervent prayers, deep insight, full of wisdom, and many, many years of dealing with people. Time passes, and it is a time of transition, a time of passing the torch to the next generation. God calls Samuel, however. It is Eli who discerns the call and instructs Samuel to respond to that call. I would call Eli as a wisdom keeper. Because of wisdom keepers, many great things are always happening in God's care. Someone said this, quote, "For God to produce a John the Baptist, God had to have a wisdom keeper, Elizabeth. For God to produce a Samuel, God had to have a wisdom keeper, Hannah, and maybe Eli. And here is Eli. For God to train the prophet Samuel, God had to have a wisdom keeper, Eli. For God to save England from war, God had to have a wisdom keeper, John Wesley. For God to produce a Wesley, God had to have a wisdom keeper, Susanna Wesley. For God to save Israel, God had to have a wisdom keeper, Joseph. For God to give to the world a savior, God had to have two wisdom keepers, a man named Joseph and a woman named Mary. Where are the next generation of leaders to be found? Look for the wisdom keepers. May you be wisdom keepers. God is calling you, not only the young, but also the old. Yes, God is calling everyone, every age, everyone. Remember, God called Moses, who was 80 years old at the time, to save his people, the Israelites, from the Egyptian bondage. God is even calling everyone who thinks he or she is not qualified. God is also calling those people who think they have hindrance, limitations, barriers to listen to God's voice. It doesn't matter. God is calling you. All you need to say is, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Number two, God is calling you. Respond with your faith. The Gospel of John passage is about Jesus calling upon Philip and Nathanael. Jesus first finds Philip and invites him to follow him. Then Philip finds a prospective believer named Nathanael. Verse 45 from the Gospel. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Well, just as Philip is found by Jesus, the Lord and the Messiah, he also wants this man to have the same encounter with Jesus. He wants to share the witnessing and discipleship with this new person. But Nathanael's first attitude toward Jesus is somewhat critical or even cynical. Verse 46 says, Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" In Jesus' time, Nazareth was despised by the Jews, mainly because a Roman garrison, army garrison, was located there. As a matter of fact, Nathanael's harsh comment is not just his own. His comment reflects the common view of the general public of the Jews. However, Philip does not stop there. He one more time invites Nathanael by saying, "Come and see." Fortunately, Nathanael goes to meet Jesus and becomes a disciple. Wow. if he had acted on his prejudice without investigating further, he would have missed the Messiah, the Savior, and the Lord. God is calling you, no matter who you are, like Philip or like Nathaniel. Philip is very responsive, very ever ready, and enthusiastic, energetic evangelist type. On the other hand, Nathaniel is very skeptical, at least at first. He is not easily convinced, not responsive promptly, and not showing kind heart to the new thing or a new person or a new idea or a new way. So his response takes some time. However, both of them, Philip and Nathanael, open their hearts and respond to Jesus. Verse 49, Nathanael confesses, finally, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." God is calling you and me, and you need to respond it with your faith. If you have figured out already everything about God or Jesus, then it not be faith. Even though you do not see it now, even though you have no proof to show it now, even though all you have is only hope, still you can have faith. Faith is well defined by Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Lucky Nathanael. At least he is invited by his good friend Philip and meet Jesus in person. And he becomes a faithful disciple of Jesus. When you have confidence, use your persistence. Be faithful to witness God's love. Lead others to Christ. Be like Philip, joyful attitude, a persistent effort in order to accomplish the Great Commission. If you like Nathanael, open your heart, open your mind, get rid of anything, any distraction, any obstacle that can keep you from meeting Jesus. God is still calling you because God loves you so much. No matter what kind of a life you have been, no matter how awful your relationships with God and people have been, God loves you, God forgives you, and God accepts you, and God welcomes you, God embraces you. Just respond to God's call, his invitation, with your faith. Number three, God is calling you today and right now. God is calling you today and right now. Yes, God chose and called many people to be great warriors and heroes in the past, especially in the Bible. However, interestingly, they all seem like unlikely candidates. They were not ready to receive God's call. Yet, God chose them anyhow and used them greatly. We talk about our life journey. Our life journey. You have your life journey. I have my life journey. We're talking about our life journeys. But it's not about yourselves or myself. Right? Not ourselves. After all, it's about God in the first place. But unfortunately, sadly, we have been and still are so self-centered in many ways. Maybe almost always. The whole world got to be working according to my own expectations. My own plan. My own ways. Otherwise, everybody else is wrong and I'm the right and so forth. Otherwise, I would be frustrated and disappointed or get angry and blame others for my fault. No, it's time to listen to God's voice. It's time to respond to God's call. It's time to seek the Lord. Isaiah chapter 55 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thought. Let them return to the Lord and that he may have mercy on them and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Many people claim that they speak to God and they pray to him, but without ever really considering how it is that God might answer them, without seriously considering how they are meant to listen to him. It's like pick up a phone and say, blah, 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 okay, goodbye. You know, you have to hear something. You know, let somebody, the other person on the line, respond to what you're saying. But you never listen. You just hang up. One way. Communication. God calls us for purpose, a good purpose. God calls us to us to come to him so that he may transform our lives. He calls us to listen to him and do what he tells us, so that he might change us and our world, making it holy and good, full of love and joy, whole and at peace. Yes, God is calling us today and right now. God is calling us through many means of communications. Sometimes through your own meditations and prayers, through other people's sharing, through certain events or instant, even accident as well, through sermons and Bible studies, of course, through the Bible, God's Word, and through many other unexpected ways as well. However, it is very important for us to respond it now. Don't delay it. Don't say that you are not ready. Don't say you are too young or too old, or too busy, or too tired. Don't say you have no time, no excuses. Remember, it is God's call. When you respond to that call, you will see things happen as promised. You will see changes that are good. You will see God's name being glorified, and people who seek after only their own desires humbled. You will see mercy and grace, forgiveness and vindication. You will see new life arise out of ashes, and new hope comes out of despair. We have witnessed wildfires, mudslide and flood and so forth. These things can happen to anyone, anybody. Not because of they are living near the ocean, that particular Santa Barbara, Montecito, California area. It could happen to anyone. Listen, and what does Jesus promise to Nathanael? Jesus says in verse 50, "You will see greater things than these." And also he says in verse 51, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of God." Wow. And listen, and you will find what you have been looking for. Proverbs 16:3 says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do and your plan will succeed." As we observe today, as Martin Luther King's Jr. Sunday, I'd like to close my sermon with what Martin Luther King Jr. said on faith. He said, quote, "Faith can give us courage to face the uncertainties of the future. It will give our tired feet new strength as we continue our forward stride toward the city of freedom, unquote. Yes, God is calling everyone for his mission, for his work. God is calling everyone, especially you and me, who have faith in God. Thanks be to God. And all the God's people say, Amen.